It's a moment of change. Representatives of Lebanon's protest movement making their way to parliament. They walked past security forces who once kept them out during massive demonstrations in recent years. It's the first session of the newly elected legislature, and these first-time MPs are hoping to bring change to a decades-old system.
There is no democracy in Lebanon with the constitutional and confessional system, but we are here to reinforce democracy in Lebanon and to reinforce human rights. We're gonna refuse any kind of compromises.
Compromises based on power sharing between the political establishment have long been how politics is done here. That's how Parliamentary Speaker Nabih Berri was re-elected. He has been in the position for 3 decades, and for many, a symbol of a failed system riddled with corruption. But this time it was different. Berri failed to get the endorsement of a majority and won with the slimmest of margins. A blow, but symbolic.
For those who are hoping for radical change, that hasn't happened. Change MPs couldn't win enough seats. The status quo didn't change.
And it's Lebanese leaders who have been in power who are expected to have the final say on what's next.
The vote for a new speaker starts a constitutional process that includes the formation of a new government and, in a few months, the election of a new president. But the current landscape in parliament, the lack of a clear-cut majority, means there could be protracted negotiations.
An extended political vacuum won't help a state and an economy that has all but collapsed.
The parliament has failed over the years to implement or undertake any economic reforms, for that matter. And during the crisis, in fact, the parliament obstructed economic changes and economic reforms.
Politicians are also accused of obstructing accountability for the Beirut port explosion that killed more than 200 people 2 years ago.
The state killed my brother. They are responsible, and we want to know the truth.
Those who are confronting the system know democratic change cannot come overnight. But today's vote appears to be the beginning. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.
Let's bring in Jawad Adra, who's a Lebanese political scientist and analyst and the founder of Information International. He joins us now live from Beirut. What do you make of the re-election of Lebanon's speaker, a man who's been in this job for 30 years?
Well, this is the seventh time, and yes, it is. You're correct. I think really the question is what should we make of what is the future of Lebanon? And this is the issue. I don't think the, we all watched, I think, the election. It's the process is nice, and it's good that we are in a Middle Eastern country where we have election every 4 years and we have a parliament and so on. But is this democracy? This is a question. Is this the life that we want? We are a bankrupt company. And we have the same CEOs still running the company. The country really is facing existential threat. And the question is, how do we come out of this? You know, how can we stand up again? That's the question.
What are people going to think? All of those protests we saw in Beirut, some of them quite violent, people thoroughly fed up with the political classes and their standard of living. What are they going to make of this new parliament, where, as you say, you've got the same CEO running a bankrupt company?
First, I think we have to really look at what happened two and a half years ago when the protests started. Was it a revolution? We called it Thawra. It was not a revolution, and it was not Thawra. So we have to really fix our terminologies. Do we have democracy? No, we don't have democracy. As one time, Dr. Huss, former prime minister, said, in Lebanon we have a lot of freedom, but we have little democracy. We don't have accountability. The people are marginalized, the majority of the people. We're talking about roughly 4.5 million residents in Lebanon, Lebanese residents. Half of those have always been marginalized. They are poor, and now maybe they are benefiting a little bit from the NGOs that are distributing some aid. So these guys don't count, in a way, in the political power. You have the middle class that has been destroyed, and most of them have immigrated or are, you know, secluded. We are left with a society that is not a society, really. We are left with a very awkward population on a piece of land. We claim to be a society. We claim to be communities. We're neither communities nor a society. And the point is, do we have the vision to rebuild this country and to, you know, to have new founding fathers?
Yes. You paint a very depressing picture. How does change come about, though, in Lebanon?
We have to have a common vision. Are we united in our vision how to come out of this? We're not. We claim, you know, we are so proud, be it the political lords of Lebanon or the new guys who just entered the parliament, when they are proud to have to say, you know, we have foreign support. We have, you know, I have good connection with this country. Instead of saying, let's focus on us, we have to have a common vision in Lebanon as Lebanese, how to come out with this. And then after we start our own reform process, we don't ask for prescription from outside for reform. We don't need lectures from the outside about you should reform. We know we should reform, but we have not done this. And we are all responsible as population and as politicians.
Good to talk to you, sir. Many thanks indeed. Jawad Adra there.
I thank you very much. Thank you.